The war veterans' sons and daughters are expressing these sentiments at a time Zimbabwe is preparing to commemorate its 36th independence anniversary. Those who spoke to Studio 7 claim that their parents are remembered by the ruling elite when ZANU-PF is campaigning in crucial elections. Timothy Guruva, whose father fought several well-known battles in some parts of the country and during the Liberation War of the 1970s, says his family is suffering despite living with a person who is a former combatant.
The government of the day, which is being led by President Robert Mugabe, has actually let down the war veterans, the people who were in the trenches fighting for this country. You find they are not given their respect that they deserve. They earn a very paltry money, something between $150 to $200 for somebody who went to war. And their payroll, they are the last ones to get their monies, of which it's not something which is not fair for people who sacrificed a lot to bring about the independence that we enjoy today. Also, government, it seems it's neglecting them. You find most of them, they are not a part of the government. They are not employed in any way.
All veterans received gratuities of $50,000 each in 1997. But despite that windfall, most of them and their families are living in abject poverty. Most of them get monthly pensions of $150 per month each, which they claim are not enough to cater for their needs. Charles Gwenure is another son of a war veteran who says his father is failing to feed them, let alone pay their school fees due to low state of pensions.
We are not happy with the treatment of our parents who fought for the liberation of this country. The government promised to pay school fees to us, children of war veterans, but we are being sent away from school and colleges because government is failing to honor its promise.
Apart from such challenges, the children of the war veterans also claim that government does not have medical schemes for former freedom fighters who are getting older and have become susceptible to some diseases. They claim that they are also not being catered for in terms of health care. The children say they are no longer proud to be associated with the Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. Linda Gandu of Mchabiwa in Gutu Communal Lands, Masvingo Province, is one of them.
Personally, I can say I'm proud to be one. Why? Because you are not benefiting from everything that is happening in this country. Let's take, for example, we are only being called when they need us to beat, especially in the times of elections, that's when we are being recognized in the country. Then to school, we are not even benefiting. We are hardly recognized. So I can't say I'm benefiting from what my parents did during the war. I can't say they are. Why? Because they're not even benefiting anything. They're only benefiting when the elections are around the corner. That is when they're being called, given some financial aid. But besides that, they were hardly benefiting from it.
She adds that instead of being recognized economically as young people born of parents who brought freedom to the country, they are regarded as loyal party youth who are used as agents of political violence during campaign elections. Her sentiments were echoed by Tonderai Gumbi of Mcheke High Density Suburb.
Yeah, my experience as a son of a national war liberator hero, it's not good. I'm not happy with that. Since I was born, my parents have been struggling. As they never get formal employment, they are being sidelined from various government programs. And these various programs is like indigenization and the land.
Quoted for comment, War Veterans Minister Chinga Dube said, open quote, government will continue to take the welfare of war veterans seriously, and we are currently having meetings to resolve some of these issues. As for school fees for their families, we had a small challenge at the Ministry of Finance, and it has been resolved. So very soon, the fees will be coming in, close quote. There are an estimated 30,000 war veterans in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.